The Buck Institute for Research on Aging is partnering with scientists at UCSF to try to find a drug to treat COVID-19. This is an especially good fit, as a large percentage of those coming down with the virus, of course, are elderly. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with President and CEO of the Buck Institute on Aging, Eric Verdin. Dr. Verdin, thanks for being with us this afternoon. Tell us a little bit more about the research that you folks are doing in conjunction with UCSF.
Thank you. Good to be here. So the concept that patients who are older or who have previously existing disease are at increased risk, not so much of infection, but of complication, obviously brought a lot of attention to the work that we've been doing at the Buck. This is an institute which is most exclusively focused on understanding what are the mechanisms of aging. And so we partnered with Evan Krogan and Melanie Ott at the Gladstone Institute and UCSF, and have been trying to see what can we learn from the pathways that we understand regulate aging, and how do these pathways actually interface with the virus. And delighted to say that we're actually making quite significant progress.
One of the effects of old age is the decrease in the efficiency of the immune system, and your treatment would respond to that, correct?
Well, there are two aspects to the immune system. One is what we call the adaptive, and the other one is the innate immune system. One is overactive, that's the innate immune system. There's this so-called chronic inflammation of aging, and we find that this is one of the major complications of COVID-19 is the innate immune system becomes overactive. You might have heard about what people refer to as a cytokine storm. This is an overactive immune system, which actually becomes itself a problem. And this is coupled with a lack of what we call the adaptive immune system, which is the ability to respond specifically to the virus. So it's really a double problem. Elder individuals are unable to respond to the virus in the appropriate way, and they overreact to another part in an inappropriate manner.
Do you think ultimately you and the other scientists will be able to extrapolate what you're finding for an older population to a younger population and apply it there?
Yes, and I think we know it is not only older individuals. It is also people who have a pre-existing condition are also at increased risk, and obesity, for reasons that appear to be unknown at this point, also is a significant risk for the complications. Now, we know obesity can be considered a form of accelerated aging, and so there's a lot to be learned by the interface between obesity and aging and how these actually interface with the virus itself.
Before I let you go, how close do you think you are in developing a treatment?
Well, in the collaboration that we have ongoing with Evan Krogan and the UCSF group, we've identified every single protein in the cell that interacts with the virus. And it turns out many of these proteins are actually part of what we call aging pathways. And this led to the identification of close to 60 different drugs that are right now being tested for their ability to block the virus. Obviously, you know, there's going to be a lot of failure down the way, but we hope, if we're lucky, we will get with a few that can actually be tested in patients.
All right. So Dr. Verdin, thanks so much for making some time for us. Very much appreciated. Again, Dr. Eric Verdin is president and CEO of the Novato-based Buck Institute.